The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. No, I don't want to do that one. The reading from the book of prophet of Revelation. No, a reading from the book of Revelation. There we go. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon, and the dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them." The word of the Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple, and I will give thanks to your name. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. Because of your kindness and of your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me and built up strength within me. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when you hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe just because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate, of course, the Feast of the Archangels, and we celebrate three of them, but traditionally there's more. I think there's seven. We took the kids once down, when I was at St. Luke's, we took them down to Guadalupe, and there is a place there where St. Michael was to appear, and there's an order of religious priests and brothers. Their whole thing is to create devotion to the archangels, and they have them all, Ariel and all these things, of all the names and what they do. And St. Gregory the Great today in the Office of Readings talks about the angel denotes a function, it's a message, what they're called to do. And the difference between angels and archangels, of course, is the archangels have a greater message. So, and they talks, he goes through each of the names and their name there, and he talks about Michael, it means who is like God. Gabriel is the power and the strength of God, and Raphael, which means God's remedy or God's healing. And he talks about how they all dealt with us and how they all brought messages from God to give us strength, to give us healing, to protect us. And so the angels of God, the archangels especially, are given to us in our battle so we don't fight alone. That the spiritual battles we're all in every day on earth. There are angels that protect us, and we'll talk about our guardian angels in a couple days. But there's angels that protect you, that fight for you. And so when you're getting weak and when you're thinking you can't handle this, you go to your angels and you ask them for strength, you ask them for protection. you ask them for healing and help. And that's what they're there for. Matronos love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God the